Illinois model. We are in a bit of a state of flux in our fiscal area. We are getting a new FAM fiscal administrative manager too, which in our agency is the lead fiscal person starting on October 7th. And so hoping that with that lead manager coming into the agency, that we can kind of get back on track with fiscal. But we are working on an MOU to kind of redo that. If I can get some quick information from this group, you know, I might be able to work with our fiscal and with Diana at Central to see what, if anything, we want to change this time around. That's kind of where we're at. I'm a little all over the place. But Diana did suggest that we, if we wanted to survey others outside of the group that we've been surveying, that we would, Gary, as you mentioned, create a second survey. And Mary, you said this, and Diana was kind of pretty strong about this. Now we've got some history, we've got some trend data. To change the survey at this point, in my untechnological survey speak, messes with that history and that trend data. At this point, I think we're probably going forward as we've been, and I think it would be great if somebody was willing to create a small work group out of this group and get us some compiled suggestions that you would like to see, and then we can move forward from there.
Philip or Cheryl? Heather? Hello? Oh, I couldn't hear it. Hi, Cheryl, thank you for that, and Mary as well. Those were great information. I'll just echo Gary and Deb. You know, Mary mentioned that the staff and people at SB were kind of spoken to about the survey. And as mentioned by Deb, what's missing in that formula are other clients and the SRC, and then a work group which the chair has the authority to form. So we'd like to see that moving forward. So, you know, Gary.
I'd say that we should form a subgroup to talk about what we would like to see in the survey. So, as Mary suggested, I would like to. Is there anybody here who would be like to be on the subgroup? I would like to be on it.
This is Deb. I would also like to be on.
Okay, is there anybody else that would like to volunteer? Let's see some hands. What about you, Phil?
I'm available. Yeah, whatever you need, I'm here. Of course.
All right. You, me, Mary, me, Deb, and Phil. Is there anybody else?
The more the better. More input.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jenkins. I'll volunteer.
All right. That sounds good. And we will. I'll talk to you shortly about. About setting up.
Great.
Sorry, there's stuff outside. My dog is barking.
Gary, this is Cheryl again, and everyone who volunteered. I think that's great. You know, I don't know what your schedules are, but if you can get together, and again, this might be too much too soon. If you can get together, though, over the next couple of weeks, and you could get some compiled information to me by mid-October, again, I'm not sure what the timing will be on this current MOA, but if you can get me information, that's just helpful for me to be able to work with our fiscal and Diana at Central and maybe be able to get some of those suggested changes into this MOA. Worst case is we would probably put the MOA forward and be able to do an amendment. But keep me posted, and as you get any compiled information, and you can get that over to me, that would be great. I really appreciate you guys for this.
We can schedule something with the next. We won't have to have more than one or two meetings, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Right. So, new business. Is the person for the VR success story available?
I'm not sure if they dialed in, but John Alberto, I saw that you were here. Let me see if you're still here. John? Jonathan?
I'm sorry, can you not hear me, Mary?
I can hear you now, yep.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here, and I believe Shannon called in.
Do we have a last name for Shannon, and can we spell it?
Sure, it's Heisey, and it's H-E-I-S-E-Y.
Thank you very much.
So I guess I can just talk briefly about, my working with Shannon. She was originally connected with VR services in 2015. When we began working together in 2018, when I joined the agency, we sat down, we connected her with, originally with Oak Hill, which unfortunately when the pandemic came on, they were one of the CRPs that unfortunately was no longer able to provide services. So at that point, Shannon and I began to work together without the support of CRP, and we were working to identify remote opportunities at that time based on obviously the situation with the pandemic, and we were able to identify and secure a role for her with Quinnipiac Polling as a virtual interviewer. At that time, we connected Shannon with our rehab technologist, and we provided JAWS so that she would be able to access the system that Quinnipiac uses for their ongoing calling. And I think, Shannon can probably speak more to that than I can. Actually, recently, we reopened Shannon as a job retention, initially looking to provide some ongoing supports with JAWS for her role at Quinnipiac. But good news is recently she was interviewed for and was hired for a full-time customer service representative position with a organization out in Phoenix, and will be going out there in October to begin full-time work. So, Shannon, do you want to talk a little bit about your time in VR? She's on the call. I see her number.
So, Shannon, if you're having trouble with being on mute, if you hit star 6, that may help.
Thank you, Zach.
Mary may be able to unmute her.
Let me see if I can unmute everybody if that works. That's me. Mute everybody. Jonathan, what is her number, actually? Is it a lot of 860s or 203?
It's 203. Let me just confirm. The 305-9284.
Okay, yes, she is on here and muted, so. Did it work?
It looks like she's unmuted.
Thank you.
I believe Andrew Norton just joined the call.
Hey, Andrew. I just gave him the call and number. I don't know. Does Shannon want to try to call back in? Would that work? I have the number handy.
Hello? This is Andrew Norton.
Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
We're in the middle of our success story, but we're having a hard time unmuting. So I'm going to go in the chat, and I'm going to write the number, Shannon, so maybe it's, I'll actually say it as well. It's area code 860-840-2075, and then the passcode is 841-414-839-OUT. So I hope maybe you can call back in.
Yeah, with the way that the Teams functions, you can mute people, but you can't unmute other people. So that's what we're looking into right now.
It's not letting me do that. So my muting everyone, I think, kind of threw her off. So maybe if you can hear us, Shannon, hopefully she can hear us, even though she's muted.
I'm going to try jumping out of the call just to, I was trying to call her while I was on the call. So I'm going to jump off the call and see if I can't support her getting into the call.
Perfect. Thank you.
We want to go to elections, and then we can go jump back.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Would you like to do an election of officers? So who would be in charge of handling the election?
I think that normally Brian would do it. If you want, I could do it, no problem. The bylaws say at the SRC that you have to do elections yearly. So we're up already. It feels like that was a quick year. And I know that Gary and Phil, you were elected in March temporarily because Dawn had, needed to resign from the state, SRC. And when we did that in March, we added a position, the vice president position. So we're going to continue that going forward. I'm glad, Andrew, you're on the phone. You can help me with any of the Robert rules. here comes our, I think this might be our success story.
All right, Shannon has been admitted.
Let's go back maybe to the success story just so she can. Sure. Shannon? I'm not sure if. Jonathan, were you able to?
Yeah, I gave her Zach gave me the number earlier, and I provided it again. I'm not sure why she's not able to access the microphone, though. And I apologize. I'm having trouble with my VPN. I'm using my phone, so hopefully my battery lasts.
Technical problems are still, it never goes smoothly with the virtual world. I wonder if maybe she can call in from a phone rather than her computer. Is she trying to call in from her computer?
I thought she was trying to call in from her phone.
Okay.
She's called in from a phone line.
Okay.
De pronto.
maybe we'll just continue with the, and then if there's anything, Jonathan, that you have to maybe like add to her story, unfortunately, or maybe we might not be able to get her in person, it's okay. Too bad, but yeah.
I was really hoping that she'd be able to talk about her case. She's done a lot for, you know, herself over the last year, and grown from a part-time now into a full-time position. So I'm trying, if I can get her back in one more time, hopefully I'll be able to do that. So again, I apologize for the confusion.
Technical issues, you know.
We understand. This happens almost
every day. Everyone understands.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Every day.
All right. I'm gonna try calling her back and see if I can't get her on the call.
Okay. We'll wait a few minutes, maybe just. We've got time. I don't think we're crunched for time unless.
No,
yeah, I don't think that the rest of the agenda items will take too long, so I think it's okay to wait a few minutes. It's okay. I know it's hard. I feel like we had a lot of issues with Zoom, you know, calling in, and I feel like Teams is a little bit better, but we still have a lot of glitches still with Teams, unfortunately. Another option that we've done in the past is that I can actually call her on my cell phone. Let me ask Jonathan if he wants to do that. We've done that in the past, and that's worked.
Or if you're in your office phone, you can use that to conference her in.
That's true. I never thought of that. But I was going to use, I'm not in the office, so yeah. I can't do that. But Jonathan, I think it would be.
Or if anybody's in the office, they can conference her in.
I'm in my office. This is Andrew Norton on my desk phone with you all. I could try conferencing her in. I'm not great at that stuff, but I can try it. Should I try that? Do we know that she's at her phone and her phone is working?
Yeah, I don't think. Do you have her phone, Zach? We'll wait a few. Maybe wait till Jonathan gets back. Let me text him. Just say.
Yeah, I don't see her anymore.
Thing was a crummy situation, but at least, you know, that happened. So we had Quiddipi, I started doing it, and they needed people to get in. I got in, and most recently, I got told by a friend of mine that he was working at this company called Peckham in Phoenix, and he wanted to see if I could get in. And I took the interview on the second of September, and I got in. So I start on the 25th with my equip and stuff. The 25th of October. And that's going to be great.
Shannon, this is Deb. Congratulations. That's very exciting.
It is. And since I had customer service, 5 years of customer service experience, I had a funny feeling that would actually help get me in. Well, one of the things anyway.
Absolutely.
So what jobs have you done in customer service that have prepared you for this job?
Well, the biggest one I did a couple, actually. The first one was PrimeStar, where I did customer service and troubleshooting and problem-solving stuff. And the second one was third-party verification, where I basically just verified people's choices of AT&T. And if somebody says, oh, I didn't choose AT&T, then I had to disposition it as basically a slam, which means a slam was when a salesperson put in somebody as an AT&T customer and they never chose it. But the biggest job I feel that actually helped me was problem solving and sales for PrimeStar. Sadly, that one went down when DirecTV purchased PrimeStar.
Hi, Shannon. This is Philip.
Oh.
Just want to congratulate. Which is more exciting, a new job or moving across the country?
Both. And not only that, but staying with a friend. Just staying with a friend until I get on my feet, especially when I've been broadcasting with on a radio station that he has. And now we're broadcasting again, and that will be pretty much moving in the same area.
Yeah, great to have a support mechanism built in. Well, good luck, congratulations, and keep in touch.
Definitely.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Oopsie. So, yeah, it should be fun and good. Once I get cleared, I can actually aspire to higher things within the company.
Good to have those goals and aspirations. Absolutely.
Yes.
What did you find the most challenging when you were applying for jobs? I haven't done it yet. I've been retired for some time. But what were the biggest roadblocks you were facing? What's that?
Two things. Sometimes the biggest thing is the nerves before the interview. Sometimes you have to content yourself to do the research and trust that you're prepared enough. Second of all, is the nerves before you find out whether you got the job. That's another challenge because, again, you basically have to consider that maybe you just did exactly the right thing and everything will turn out okay.
I love those answers because it took the blindness out of the equation to answer it. You're just another person looking for a job to support yourself and be independent. And those were your concerns.
Pretty much.
The blindness. Yeah. So that's great. That's great.
The technology is not as much a problem because either A, in the case of Quiddipiac, we're using our own personal computers to do the jobs, or B, in the case of Peckham, they already know the people with disabilities are coming along, so I'm just another one of them. And they'll just set it up accordingly.
Absolutely. Well, again, good luck, and I think you're going to knock them dead.
So what kind of technology will you be using to help you do the job?
Just in a Braille display, because there'll be times I need to give the customer copious information, and I don't want to be having to do it the way I pretty much memorize the scripts and all that kind of stuff. That, you know, because that not only is it going to be a job that entails a lot of confidentiality, but it's going to be a job where I don't want to have to read current to read most of the line. I want to depend on my superior Braille reading skills and just give it to them like I'm telling you what I'm telling you now.
Does anyone have any more questions?
No, but I have a comment. Hi, Shannon. This is Lucretia Jones, and I want to thank you for taking the time and sharing your story. What a beautiful story and journey. And we want to congratulate you, and we wish you all the best. And I'm so grateful you never gave up. And such a wonderful inspiration. Yes, you've been a wonderful inspiration.
There have been times I got closer, but then I just went out in the backyard, turned up my music, and got to get some yard work instead or something, you know?
Right.
But thank you very much, and I do apologize for being a couple of minutes late because of technical mess ups, you know? And
Janet, it was worth the wait. It was worth the wait to share your story. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, and good luck. And you know, everybody on the SRC wishes you good luck in your job.
Well, I definitely appreciate it because I'm looking forward to it. But there's always going to be that. Oh, here's the other thing. I would have said three challenges. I would have said the super unknown of getting into a new job and what you expected for at least a few weeks. There's a challenge, but I'm expecting for it to be a growth opportunity.
You'll overcome it.
Yep.
So would you like to go, everybody like to want to elections now?
You're on mute, Mary. Sorry about that. I was in my bylaws. If you want, I can read the duties of each position according to the bylaws of the State Rehab Council. And what the bylaws state is that we have to do an election each year in September. So these positions will resume, you know, like they will take the position as of October 1st, ends September 30th. I'm not sure that there may be, I'd have to look, a maximum. You know, I think as far as the chair, I think you can only serve three terms, but we don't have that problem right now. So, I'll go forward and I'll start with the chairperson. The chairperson shall preside over all meetings of the council and perform such executive functions, including the establishment of various work groups from among the membership to review topics of relevance and importance to the council and make recommendations to the full council for deliberation. So, and I think at this point we take any nominations. If you would like to volunteer, nominate yourself, or if somebody else would like to nominate somebody.
Because my term is going to end before the election,